Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, and for those of you that regularly listen, we are chuckling right now. We went through this entire podcast, and we realized we had the microphone off about an hour ago, and I got ready for the final parts of updating our message and realized there was no audio. Well, this is the podcast message for Tuesday, March 11th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we are grateful to have the opportunity to share a portion of God's Word with you today, a perspective from His Word. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and as is the case each day, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, The Lord Will Repay.
From Romans 12:19 and 2 Timothy 4, verse 14. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Alexander the metal worker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done.
I just finished reading a book titled Amish Grace, How Forgiveness Transcended Tragedy. Authors Donald Grable, Stephen Nolt, and David Weaver Zucker wrote about the Amish schoolgirl killings that took place in her area back in October 2006, and the Amish community's response that followed, especially characterized by forgiveness and reconciliation. Recently, Brooksine and I became reconnected with an old friend we hadn't talked to for many years. In the course of catching up, we learned that several years ago he experienced a tremendous loss in his life that has affected his family, vocation, and finances. Especially painful is that it concerns a violation of sacred trust from those closest to him. It has been a very painful trial for him that continues to this day, but he has maintained his good disposition and a positive faith in the Lord. As we talked, there appeared to be no bitterness or need for revenge on his part, but rather a committing of the matter to the Lord.
As we consider the Amish schoolgirl killings and our friend's heartbreaking experience, we realize how hard it is being wronged. The passionate response to these injustices in our own hearts desires revenge. And Steve and I have been pondering the biblical concept that the Lord will repay in matters of unfairness. I realize that the root of the issue, for me anyway, is having faith that this will really come about, that God really will repay. And what can be particularly troubling is when the offender seems not to be dealing with consequences or judgment, but rather appears to be getting by without fallout from the very offense.
Both of the daily verses concern the Apostle Paul. First is in a teaching section regarding personal revenge when one is wronged. We are to, quote, leave room for God's wrath, end quote. And this is actually followed by a direct quote from the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 32, verse 35. It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. This is not normally the type of passage we would list as a promise, but I believe it really is.
Well, most of us have not been wronged nearly to the extent of the Amish families or our friend that we spoke of, although some of you have. But we've all been wronged in various ways, and our response to these wrongs is a key expression of our faith.
In the second daily verse, Paul is writing from his own experience. It's his final letter where he writes, Alexander the metalworker did me a great deal of harm. Now this may have been the same Alexander he wrote of in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, who had rejected solid teaching and Paul uses the colorful word, shipwreck his faith, and had been handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme.
He had caused Paul a great deal of harm. He goes on to warn Timothy, you too should be on your guard against him because he strongly opposed our message. It would appear, especially if this is the same Alexander mentioned in 1 Timothy, that he was spreading doctrinal error that was causing confusion and also leading people astray.
But in spite of this great hurt, Paul practices his own earlier teaching from his letter to the Romans when he acknowledges the Lord will repay him for what he has done. It would be great to have the original audio version as directly read by Paul for this phrase. Did he read it with an angry, spiteful, vengeful tone such as, "The Lord will repay him for what he has done"? Or with humility and recognition of God's most certain future judgment on this matter, such as, "The Lord will repay him for what he has done"? And I believe it was the latter.
Some of you are personally impacted by the theme of today's encouragement. You have been wronged. You're seething outwardly and hemorrhaging inwardly with the desire for revenge. Applying the concept of leaving it in the Lord's hands might be very hard, but I also know that God wants you to trust Him in this regard.
God's Word promises us that He will never give us more than we can endure. And the key to this endurance is possible only when we cast all our cares on Him and lay our burdens at the feet of the Master Burden Bearer. Trust God that you will not be overcome by evil, but you will overcome evil with good. Trust Him also to repay according to what is just and right, in His time and in His way, in this life or the life yet to come.
Let's pray together. Father, in our attempt to get even with our offender, we can do irreparable harm, not only to our wrongdoer, but most especially to ourselves. Instead of having a spirit of forgiveness, we harbor a vengeful heart. Our hearts harden and take on the character of the enemy instead of the Savior who loved us even while we were dead in our transgressions and sins. Our debt of sin He paid, and our death He died, freeing us to break the chains of sin that had long held us bound. Father, You heal the brokenhearted and console the wounded as they seek You in the midst of their affliction, whether it is a fresh wound or an old injury. Our affliction from others is earthbound, but our affection for You is heavenbound, where there will be no more heartaches or pain. Keep us steadfast and faithful till that appointed time. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine. That heartfelt prayer. Do make a note that today's message has been especially hard to write. We both feel it's very incomplete. But perhaps it will get some of our listeners thinking and studying and pondering on this particular topic as we have been doing. Well, we are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we've prepared for Tuesday, March 11th, 2008. It will be archived in that date. There are additional materials on the website. We do have a link if you would like more information about the book I referred to, which I would recommend. It has the most complete treatment on forgiveness that I have ever read. It really has some ways of making us think. Do also have up to date an interesting picture of some Amish men at a mud sale. I didn't take the photo. It's taken by an Amish friend of ours. Taken by a friend of ours, actually her daughter, Doris High, her daughter Deb. And a link to a whole bunch of pictures of a mud sale in the Amish. And tastefully taken. The Amish are reticent about having their photos taken, but these are taken in such a way you'd have a hard time necessarily identifying people, but if you care to look, there's a link to it from the website. Do have several songs up today. I feel I was unable to find songs directly related to human forgiveness. I'm sure they have been written and they're out there, but rather have several songs that reflect upon God's amazing love and His forgiveness. The great hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," is one of them. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Message today is Tuesday, March 11th, 2008. And may God grant you grace in regard to overcoming the hurts in your life.